are. Throw my hands skyward and scream, these hands have been touched by God!
I forget when I graduated from medical school. All the guys were standing around talking about where they wanted to do their internships. And I remember one guy saying, you know what, I want to do mine. I want to go to New York. I want to do it in Bellevue Hospital. You know what, they get in there? I mean, every night, 3 gunshot wounds. On the weekend, you can count on a dozen there. I mean, you're talking car wrecks. You're talking people eviscerated. I think one guy who would have been actually in a bilateral lephrectomy right there in the operating room with no prior prep. And no, I mean, it's an unbelievable learning experience. And that guy said, no. No, I'm not going there. I'm going out to L.A. I'm going out to the Eastwood Clinic in L.A. where they have, they have so many people coming in there illegally. I mean, these people are all kinds of decrepit stages, bringing in all kinds of diseases. Some of them haven't even been heard of before. I want to do some research, biochemical, biological. And I'm taking these guys in nuts. I mean, who'd want to go to a place like that? You work, 48 hours at a clip every now and then. You eat a rotten donut. You sleep for 2 hours on a stinky bed. Other guys go to L.A., diseases. They don't look at me and say, well, where are you going to intern? I said, I'm going to Blaum in general. He said, Blaum in general? I said, oh, it's a small hospital on Hampton Bays, Long Island, New York. Resort town. Very nice. He said, well, how many on staff? I said, I don't know. 20?
20, they said. Like, no, I wanted to spend my internship the way a young doctor should.
Mailing the nurses.
I showed up. There was hardly anybody around. There was tumbleweeds blowing through the place. I said, hey, where can I put this surfboard anyway? And so I just knocked around. It was great. I'd spend every now and then somebody'd come in with a little cut or something. I'd say, oh. So this guy, nurse, how's that cut down, please? Would you? Well, one day, I was giving one of the nurse's aides a very thorough mammary examination. She was 18. She said, but I'm only 18, doctor. Don't you need me wrong? And I said, well, these nodules can start early, my dear. Let me see. Oh, that's nice. Ooh, yeah, sure. Gotta check every square inch. Let me check you for Picasso nodules now.
Well, just then, the head nurse tucked her head around the door and said, doctor, little Kenny Carter just came in here with a bee sting. I looked at her. I said, so? BFD. She said, I'll have you know, doctor, that little Kelly Carter is about to slip into anaphylactic shock. She could be dead in 5 minutes!
I said, well, my God, get Dr. Sugarbuber in there right away. She said, I can't, he's on call. I said, what about Dr. Lefkowitz? Get him in there. I said, I can't, he's on vacation. It's up to you, doctor. I'm thinking, oh. I said, all right. Ready to send you with epinephrine. Give me a syringe with adrenaline. Bring the tracheotomy kit with me. She starts playing. She said, where's the trachea? I said, it's behind the surfboard. For crying out loud. Quick, move. And so we hot-footed it down in the emergency room. And, oh, man, I was trembling like a leaf. But I did what had to be done. And the young girl was saved. And we sent her on her way. Of course, in the aftermath, it took like an hour and a half to clean up the sweat, the drool, the vomit, the urine, the feces. I tell you, I really embarrassed myself.